So much noise, so many opinions. Sometimes I wish people would just shut up. Like, seriously, shut up. Relationship goals, only for bae. Just bought a house. Oh, I love my job. Click, click, click. Snap. Do it for the gram. I can hardly hear myself think. But do I want to hear myself think? My thoughts aren't much better. I've got issues. But you already knew that, didn't you? I applied for this job once. Saw it online. Thought it was perfect. Salary left much to be desired, but yeah, I applied and I got it because I thought if I could at least build a career, you know, have a profession, well, then that's better than most, right? Job lasted a month. Didn't make it past probation. Some people are really good at hiding their ish, but me, no. My issues just stain right through. That's why, as you're soon going to hear, I had a hard time believing anyone could love me. Everyone's an expert. Everyone has the answer to my problems. Trouble they can't see their own problems. Anyway, a friend recommended I see him. It would be good for me. So I did. I put my legs on the bed as he placed a small bowl beneath me. That's smart. I've never seen anyone do that before. I removed my underwear, conscious of the smell. I hope I don't smell. It's been so hot today, and on days like this, I become even more conscious of the smell coming from my lady garden. Oh, my knickers are wet. I have no idea why I'm embarrassed. It's not like I haven't been here so many times before. But this guy looks like he knows what he's doing. He looks like he actually cares. So maybe this time will be different. Goodness, I hope this time is different. As I lay on my back and look at the ceiling looked clean. Whoever painted it did a really good job. Can you tell how bored I am? I mean, I was literally watching paint. To be honest, I wasn't thinking about anything. Well, other than the paint on the ceiling. I didn't even think that was possible. To think about nothing. Surely everyone thinks about something. Well, nope, not me. My mind was completely blank. I should be happy this was happening. That I was being touched. No one ever touches me. And here I was being touched by someone. I should be happy. Surely this is progress. Okay, I know I'm babbling. I'm just trying to forget about everything. To be honest, I'm trying to forget life. I could obviously feel what was going on down there, but it didn't connect with my heart or head. I just wanted the whole thing to be over. And it was. It was over as soon as it had begun. He reached over and asked me if I had brought some clean underwear with me. Of course, I had. Oh, this probably meant that I did smell great. This is why I hate high heat. It always makes me smell. It doesn't matter how much I bathe, it always smells. Do I apologize? I'm so tired of apologizing. Nah, I'm not going to. I'm just gonna leave it. He asked me to get changed and come out when I was done. When I came out, he looked at me. When I looked back, I didn't see anything.
It was like he didn't have a soul because there was nothing behind his eyes. He asked me how I felt.
Well, that's a stupid question. How do I feel? How do you think I feel?
To be honest, I don't think he really cared about how I felt. It's just one of those questions that you ask to pass the time. How do you feel?
To do your duty and to come across as caring. But his eyes were a dead giveaway.
He couldn't care any less. He walked over to the sink and began washing his hands over and over and over again. It was like he was literally trying to wash me off. I just sat there, waiting for the ground to swallow me up as I had so many times before. But no, that would be too kind. And kindness has never befriended me before, so I didn't expect it now. No. I sat there and waited. He turned to me and said, "I've never met anyone like you. I've never come across this. Blah, 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 blah." The rest was a blur until I heard the words, "Sorry. Sorry, there's nothing I can do.